This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
En natuurlijk nou kwart oor ag and time to chat to Professor Dion Foster from the Vrye Universiteit Amsterdam and University of Stellenbosch. Good morning, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks, Anton. It is a beautiful sunny day in Amsterdam. And last night we hosted some friends from our church in South Africa. So we're feeling recharged and blessed today.
Oh, wonderful. So let's see, you've got an interesting motivational today.
Absolutely. So, Anton, I must say it's a wonderful thing to be back in the Netherlands. And as you might remember, last week I was in Rome for a conference. And I was speaking to a colleague about conferences, and he was saying, you know, this colleague of mine he's actually a very well-known Dutch theologian, a guy called Stefan Paas. He's written a number of great books, and he has a really large podcast. And he was saying, actually, Dion, I don't like going to academic conferences. And I said to him, Stefan, why is that? And he said, you know, it actually brings out the worst in me, you know, going to these conferences. Because, and it was true when I reflected on it, you know, people are sort of posturing and they're trying to show how smart they are. And, you know, these kinds of things that sometimes happen in our work or business environments. And after that conversation, you know, I sort of left there thinking, you know, Lord, ultimately, when it comes down to it, who am I? Who is Dion? You know, and maybe the even more important question that I sat with for a couple of days was to ask the question, where does my identity come from? Because the truth is, Anton, we live in a culture that's constantly trying to push us in a sense to build a brand, to sort of promote ourselves, to prove ourselves, to convince ourselves and others that we're important, that we matter. You know, social media encourages us to collect likes. And work encourages us to sort of define ourselves by success. Even sometimes I think our faith can prompt us to think, well, maybe I'm better than someone else. Do you know, as I was sitting with this question, I realized that Jesus offers us a very different way. And yesterday, as it happens, and or Tuesday, actually, and I sent you a little note about this, I read John chapter 8. And here you find Jesus in this very heated discussion with a group of religious leaders, John 8 from about verse 53. And Jesus says something remarkable. Listen to this. He says, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father is the one who glorifies me. Now, think about those words just for a moment. That just, it absolutely struck me. You know, it reminded me that if anyone had the right to claim honor, if anyone had the right to sort of create an image, to construct himself, it surely was Jesus. But here he is refusing to engage in a form of self-promotion. Instead, what he says is he's going to rest in the Father's declaration of who he is. He's going to be exactly what it is that God wants him to be. Now, I wonder, and I wonder whether Stefan was right, you know, how much of our exhaustion, our burnout, our disappointment comes from comparing ourselves to others, convincing ourselves, trying to convince others that we're valuable. You know, how much time do we spend chasing achievements and qualifications and likes and followers and status and the car, the watch, you know, all of these things these days, the iPhone, that really don't matter at all. And the gospel, I think, tries to tell us, be careful of that kind of life, because it leads to endless striving, and that we really should have a kind of identity that comes from being claimed by God, not through possessing things or achieving things. Now, just two quick little things that I want to add to this. So as I was thinking about this, I went and had a look through the scriptures to see how some other important biblical figures established their identity. Now, what's interesting is that Abram becomes Abraham because of God's promise. Jacob becomes Israel through God's grace. And what's interesting even again about Jesus is that Jesus, before he is baptized, before he preaches his very first sermon, before he does a great miracle, he hears these words from his Father: "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." So I think there's something that we can notice here, Anton. There's a sort of order: beloved first and mission second. Identity comes before activity, and grace comes before achievement. So maybe just to leave that with myself today, and with our other listeners who are listening, you know, to say, which is the voice that defines you? Is it the voice of fear? Is it the voice of striving, of pride? Is the voice of public opinion? Perhaps for some of us, it's the voice of failure. Or is it the voice of the God who loves us just as we are, who calls us his beloved? So maybe today, just to say, let's lean into that. Let's say, Lord, would you define me for who I am and allow me to live with the kind of freedom and peace that comes from being who you have made me to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, Professor Dion Foster from the Vrije Universiteit Amsterdam and University of Stellenbosch, thank you so very much. Always a pleasure chatting to you. Enjoy your day and also the coming weekend, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, my friend. God bless you. Bye then.
All of the best. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.